speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Do you have to be baptized in order to go to heaven? In that, we need to understand that the answer to that could be yes as well as could be no. And the reason that it would be no under certain circumstances is that there are souls that are not accountable to God. And these individuals would be identified as being saved. Who are those then that would be unaccountable or innocent in the sight of God? I find it interesting from the context of Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 through verse 5 that Jesus calls a little child unto Him, and He calls upon not only the disciples at that time but upon all of humanity to become as those little children, or else we will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So from this context, what we find is that little children are safe in the sight of God. As I was studying from this, I want to say that I found it interesting is that the translators took the liberty to say little children versus just children in general. And I believe that certainly that is a right way to take that context. There is that point where the children will grow to the point where that their knowledge as well as their understanding not only of the Scripture but of their life will come to that point where that they are accountable before our God. But at the same time, God identifies as that little children are seen as safe in His sight, and therefore they do not need to be baptized. Why? Because they do not need salvation that is extended through Christ in baptism. But not only do we understand that little children would fit that criteria of being safe before God, I would also contend that those who have Down syndrome or individuals who are dealing with mental disabilities, they would also not be required by God to be baptized. Why? Because they do not fit the criteria of what God says one must fit in order for them to have, in order for them to be baptized. To begin with, again, I think that they are innocent in the sight of God. But then also think about the criteria that God sets forth for those who put Him on in baptism. They must hear. They must believe. They must repent. They must confess. And hence, then, they are to submit to be baptized. Children, or those that also fit the criteria that I've outlined here under this point, are not able to do those things. Some are not able to do all of them. Some are not able to do some of them. So therefore, God is not going to hold those individuals accountable before Him. In this, though, accountable souls need to be saved. Those who reach the point of accountability are lost due to sin in their life. The Old Testament Scripture identifies to us concerning what sin is and the consequences of sin in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and verse 2. Is that Israel had sinned against God, and as a result of their sin against God, they were separated from God. The same is spelled out for us in the New Testament Scripture. In the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. And that, as we would look at that, interpret this, is to be spiritual death. Is that whenever we sin against God, whenever we are accountable for our sin, and God sees that, we understand that, according to what we would identify from a biblical context, is that we are now separated from God, and hence we need to be baptized. God requires these souls to be baptized for the forgiveness of sin. They need to understand that it's only through their obedience to Christ in baptism that God will indeed forgive them. I have been asked a number of times, and I've actually dealt with it, I believe probably from our question standpoint, and I know from various sermons, when does an individual reach that point of accountability or age of accountability? There's no age of accountability, but rather there is a point of accountability, and people reach that point at different stages in their life. One might be raised in the church as a child, and hence their understanding is greater than one who is outside of the church. So likely they're going to reach that point of accountability before those who are outside of the church. If they hear that gospel one time, that's not enough, if you would, to bring them to that point of accountability. So again, it's not an age of accountability, but rather a point of accountability. And when one is accountable before God, then baptism is by all means required by God in order for us to have our sins forgiven.